So today we are with the director of InfoSec ACE team. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and Microsoft and ACE?
Sure. My name is Irfan Chaudhry. I'm the director of ACE, Assessment, Consulting, and Engineering. The ACE team is part of Microsoft's information organization and the larger context where we're part of Microsoft IT. The ACE team has been in existence for 10 years, formed originally in 1999. And it was originally formed as a dedicated performance team. Over the years, we've inherited additional responsibilities, including application security assessments, infrastructure assessments, and risk assessments, as well as privacy reviews.
Good. And today, I specifically would like to talk about a little bit of performance. Lately, I've been talking to some people of your team, and I want to know, from your perspective, what makes your performance team different from other Microsoft teams?
So I think primarily what makes us different is probably the breadth of types of performance issues we'll tend to work on, because we don't just service customers within Microsoft IT, but okay. We service our sister organizations within Microsoft. So they could be coming from different divisions within the company, and given the unique problem sets that those organizations are working on. Someone could be working on a shrink wrap product or a product that's going to run in an online services environment, or what is our traditional core set of work within a Microsoft IT traditional data center and line of business application. But what happens is the technologies that we run across, given the breadth of work that we come across, allows us to, or enables or requires us to be prepared to handle the different types of problems that are presented. So they're both different from a technical as well as a business perspective.
I see. PDLIT, what can you tell us about that?
Sure. So, your other question was, hey, what makes us different? Reflecting upon the various customers we've dealt with over the past 10 years, and what that's required us to do is basically compile a set of best practices and standards. And in essence, what we've branded or labeled those best practices or standards with is PDLIT, or Performance Development Lifecycle for IT. And the origins of PDLIT, really frankly speaking, again, go back a few years when we realized, hey, we have this great intellectual property in the form of our methodology that we've developed over the last few years. But like with anything, you need to put some form of nomenclature to it, some form of brand. And PDLIT is what we selected because it's very much in line with the security side of things that we do from an application standpoint. So many folks may have heard of Security Development Lifecycle for IT.
Yes.
And that's the process we put together going back 5 or 6 years ago for ensuring security was built into the application methodology within Microsoft IT. And so similar to SDLIT, PDLIT is a set of best practices that is integrated in the software development lifecycle.
So they are both aligned under the same standard?
They're both aligned in terms of solving the same problem. So in the case of SDLIT, what we're trying to avoid are identifying costly security issues in production. Similar to that, performance PDLIT helps us ensure or decreases the possibility of expensive performance issues showing up in production. And so in both cases, we took the software development lifecycle and mapped critical milestones into that help go drive proper performance best practices as well as security best practices.
I see. So what drove that need to formalize this process? Was the need to reduce performance costs in the end?
Yeah, so very much so the need was driven by the fact that, hey, whenever a large solution or a mission-critical solution went into production, unfortunately, there would be times when we would be called in because of production-level issues. And stepping back from the problem and doing a diagnosis and saying what happened, what went wrong, many times we would find it was simply a failure in terms of proper testing, right? And testing on time, and not keeping it until the latter part of the software development lifecycle. So PDLIT for us is primarily there to ensure we're in sync with the software development lifecycle steps. And so when the developers are going in and writing code, we're there with best practices that they can follow ensuring that when they're writing the code, it's written with performance in mind and optimizing the code as they're pushing it through.
I see. So you mentioned that you've been working with Ace for, you know, for 10 years. No.
Well, the team has been in existence for 10 years. I have been part of it for 8 years.
Okay. And you started as a performance team, then you went into security. Can you tell us if there is a benefit in having that performance knowledge in the back of your head or in your expertise when you're also working on security?
Sure. As you mentioned, I was originally part of the ACE team as a performance analyst and then was asked to also drive security methodology as part of the SDIT process. Some of the learnings that as a performance analyst that I took away was, frankly speaking, the importance of when we're going in and configuring something from a security perspective, keeping in mind what the effect could have on from a performance standpoint, operationally. Because the problem at the end of the day is, if you make something rock solid in terms of security, that's great, but if no one can access the website, or if there's business usability issues, then frankly speaking, you're going to have a significant impact on the business. And so having done performance testing, performance analysis, it basically always keeps that in the forefront of my mind.
I see. And going back to then the PDLIT, can you drill down a little bit more on that?
Sure. PDLIT is designed to be integrated in the software development lifecycle. So if you think of any typical software development lifecycle, you're going to have 5 key milestones to the SDLC. And it doesn't matter which methodology you're necessarily using, whether it's Agile or Spiral or Waterfall. At the end of the day, there's 5 key milestones, at least 5 that we recognize. One of them is envisioning. Now, this is where the business sits down with the technologists being the developers and the architects, and saying, this is the business problem we're trying to solve. We need, for example, it could be a marketing organization coming to the table and saying, hey, we need a website that we can go in and survey our customers with. And so this is where they're explaining the problem. They're saying, well, we've got a big marketing campaign coming. We anticipate 50,000 users hitting it over a period of a month. And that's when the developers and the architects and the performance technologists in particular will sit down and set the expectations or at least get the expectations from the customer. Because many times you go into developing software and getting ready to test it without really truly understanding the business need or the business goals. And so some of the questions we ask internally when we, you know, work with our customers is, how many concurrent users do you think you anticipate hitting this site? That lets us know, all right, this is your bar. And then what we can do is, as we're testing and designing the software along with the developers and architects, we can keep those goals in mind. Okay. Now, the second part of a typical software development lifecycle is the actual design process. Think of this as where folks are going in and actually architecting the solution. And so they're thinking, okay, what platform do we want the software to run under? What are going to be the key components? IIS, SQL, so on and so forth. And so this is, again, where from a performance development lifecycle for IT process comes in. And what we're doing is architecting for performance. We're looking at the architecture and we're saying, have you considered X, Y, or Z? These are best practices that you should keep in mind if you're rolling out, you know, SQL 2005, or if you're moving to SQL 2008. Here are some advantages from our architecture standpoint that you can put to use. The third milestone of a typical software development lifecycle is the build deployment phase. So, you know, up to now, what has occurred is envisioning and design. Now people are actually ready to sit down and write the code. And they're going off and building and developing the website. So as part of the performance development lifecycle for IT, what we're doing is putting together the set of best practices and standards that developers and architects should follow when writing the code. Secondly, training. And training is imperative. And we've, for our own purposes, have put together courses that we can go back to our developers and educate them on, you know, these are the performance considerations you should take into account. If you're building a SharePoint site, here are things you should take into account from a performance standpoint.
Beautiful.
So during software development lifecycle and the build development phase, what we're pushing here are best practices, standards, and training. And then the latter part of that is where we're actually going in and doing and starting to do, getting prepared for load testing. And that's when we move into the fourth stage of the SDLC, which is stabilization. The idea behind stabilization is you're going in and you're load testing the website. If you reflect back, remember the first question we asked as we moved into envisioning was, how many people are going to hit this site? And so this is our time now to prove whether or not we are meeting the goal and the objective that was originally laid out. And so what we're looking to do during this stage is to do load testing, concurrent users, writing scripts to simulate the load that we anticipate in the production environment.
Perfect.
So the fifth stage is actual deployment. And this is where the team is getting ready to basically push the code out into the components, the servers that it were architected for the purposes of the website. And so what we are doing is working closely with them to provide information from a perspective of, okay, this is you're moving to IIS. Well, here are the best practices and standards from a configuration standpoint you need to take into account, right? Prior to this, a lot of the discussions were going on at the code level. Right now, as we move into it, we're now talking at the component level. SQL Server settings, Windows settings on a file system as an example, or from an IIS perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last stage is production. And this is when they're moving into production, installing it, getting it up and running. And for us, as part of the PDLIT process, it's all about monitoring. We know what goals, objectives we needed to hit. It's monitoring and see if we're hitting those. And secondly, are we running into any performance issues? And so we'll work with the operations teams to define performance counters that they should take into account and consideration when monitoring their system during the production phase.
So in the case I'm no expert on this area, how far do you guys work with the teams, or how far you engage? Do you walk them through all these steps in the STL, or is it like a documented somewhere? How do I get to become an expert, and how do I apply this on my organization?
Sure. So if someone wanted to get a download on what PDLIT is all about, I'd point them to start with our website and our blog site. That there's some blogs out there detailing what PDLIT is, going over the steps that I just reviewed with you. That's
mm-hmm.
a great start. That's sort of PDLIT 101, if you want to call it that.
Exactly.
Now, internally, how do we put it to use? Ideally, in a utopia situation, when we are engaging from day one with that development team, we are going to be lockstep with them with every single phase that I described. But sometimes, folks may not come to us on time during the development phase. They may come to us when they've already done design and envisioning, and they're now in the process of writing code. We
okay.
can still absolutely work with them, but it's not the ideal phase. And sort of the worst case scenario is when something occurs in production and they never went through PDLIT prior to that. And so many times it's a firefighting exercise, but that's okay as well, because what we're able to do is help solve that problem in production and then get in sync for the next release. So, at the end of the day, if someone wanted to get up to speed on what PDLIT is, I'd really recommend they take a look at some of the blogs that we've put out there recently.
Well, it sounds good. I really appreciate the time you're taking to explain to the viewers about this process. I'll definitely point them to these blogs that you mentioned. And definitely, as it matures and it keeps being recognized and evangelized, I'll definitely hopefully come back and have a conversation with you and see how that went.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.